à la mort.
Attention, accident sur l'autoroute de l'Ouest.
Jack avait une jack de grande puissance, et dans le corps du tchin pour se donner confiance. Champion par contre avait, il faut l'avouer, que sa vieille Ford et ses mains pour se bagarrer. Était permis, gonflé de orgueil et fonçant dans le bruit. Chacun luttait rageusement pour sa vie.
Attention, accident sur l'autoroute de l'Ouest.
Un coup de téléphone déchirant la nuit, et ces mots sur des fils de pluie. Oui, c'était la phrase que répétait Jean en pierre, et des pleurs dans la gorge comme dans une prière.
Attention, accident sur l'autoroute de l'Ouest.
This is the highlight of the day.
We've just heard. Attention. Accident, Sur l'autoroute de l'Ouest, shut down. Les Gams. Before that. Put yourself in my place by the Hollies. Smell of incense. The Southwest FOB instant request by, Eco. And before that. 2000 light years from home by the Rolling Stones. Previous to that. Take me in your arms, rock me a little while, by the Isley Brothers. Hi to Eco on the chat board. You can make a request at 516-654-4059. Call or text 516-654-4059. Now, back to the music.
By the hair, hold her tighter than a grizzly bear. Be a It's Saturday morning. You're in tune with Rock and Soul Radio from WFMU. And this is the Crescent City Connection Show. I'm Jason Isaac. Every Saturday from 10 a.m. till 11 Eastern Time, we play music from New Orleans and Louisiana. And if the show feels a little extra humid today, there's a good reason for that. I'm on location in an undisclosed location in Uptown New Orleans, the Sliver by the River. The first time I'm doing the show from New Orleans, and I am in town for the mother of all music festivals, the New Orleans Jazz and Heritage Festival, happening this weekend and next weekend. 13 stages of incredible jazz, blues, funk, soul, R&B, all kinds of New Orleans roots music. It is quite a scene, and I cannot wait. Actually, by the time you hear this, we'll already be 2 days into the first weekend of the festival, but I'm actually taping this on Wednesday night, the night before it starts, and you could say I'm standing on the verge of getting it on. I am so ready for Jazz Fest. And to celebrate, this hour we're going to hear music from a bunch of artists who are playing at the festival. Some of them from New Orleans, some of them coming in from out of town, but everybody in the spirit, including the one we heard to start off the top of the hour, Kenny Barron, one of the great jazz pianists of New York. We can see him at the Village Vanguard from time to time, but he's headlining the Jazz Tent on day one of Jazz Fest. We heard a great record he did with Mino Sinelu, the awesome percussionist who played with Miles Davis back in the day. We heard Louisiana Memories Part 1 from an album called Swamp Sally out of 1996. And Patrice Russian in the background. She's also playing at the Jazz Tent. And we'll get our first full set started with a little more jazz. From right here in New Orleans, Aurora Neeland and the Royal Roses are going to rock some jazz for you. This is called Hongo Fongo, right here on the Crescent City Connection.
Thank you. the little queen of spades, and the man won't live a bee. She is the little queen of spades, and the man won't live a bee. Every time she makes a spread, ooh, a cold chill runs over me. I'm gonna get a gambling woman. You got a moto, I mean, baby, you're using that stuff. Mama said she got a moto, I mean, baby, you're using that stuff. She got a red satin gown, I believe won't teach her. Said you got a mojo, I said, baby, you're using that stuff. She got a red satin gown, I believe both too tough. Now I ran all the way to Louisiana, truck broke down, my wife and her mother having a fight. Cutting teeth and he's crying, can't sleep at night. I told her I don't want you worried, I'll be back home tomorrow night. Yeah.
tastes like Mother Earth to me. I'm gonna drink till I can't see. I'm all alone in Zacatecas. Zacatecas. I woke up face down in the dirt. Some more tequila's gonna kill this hurt. I'm all alone in Zacatecas. Zacatecas. Pierce my heart with a cactus spine. My baby's gone and I feel like dying. Zacatecas. Dig a grave in the blazing sun. I'm gonna lay right there until the digging is done. Dust and bones, dust and bones in the desert green.
City Connection on WFMU, coming at you live from the back porch in Uptown New Orleans, the sliver by the river, baby. And I am so happy to be here for the New Orleans Jazz and Heritage Festival this weekend, which started a couple days back and continues through tomorrow and into next weekend as well. We heard the Iguanas. We're hearing all bands playing at Jazz Fest this weekend and next weekend, by the way. We heard the Iguanas, a thing called Zacatecas from 2003. The album was Plastic Silver, 9-volt Heart from this great long-running Latin American inflected New Orleans rock and roll band. We heard Lulu and the Broadsides before that, led by the singer-songwriter Dana Kurtz, with quite a lineup. Robert Mache on guitar, James Singleton on bass, Glenn Hartman on keyboards, and the late, great Carlo Nuccio on the drums. We heard a rocker called That's a Pretty Good Love out of last year, actually, Lulu and the Broadsides' self-titled record, released last year. And that was a tip from a friend of the show, Myron Feld, who put me onto that one. We heard John Mooney, Little Queen of Spades, the old Robert Johnson song from a 1992 album called Testimony. John Mooney on guitar and vocals, along with George Porter on the bass, Johnny Vidakovich on drums. Both of them are playing at the Jazz Fest multiple times. and as is John Mooney, who's appearing in the blues tent. And we heard Aurora Nealand and the Royal Roses starting that set off. Hongo Fongo from a 2014 album called The Look Back Transmission. Matt Perrine featured on sousaphone on that one. In the background, we're hearing the Tin Men, another artist playing at the Blues Tent at Jazz Fest with their version of Jitterbug Waltz. And as we dive into our next set, we're going to go back in time a little bit to the mid-70s. A great swamp pop artist who's appearing at the festival, T.K. Hewlin. We're going to hear him doing Alligator Bayou, a rocker from 1976, starting off our next set here on the Crescent City Connection.
love to swim, 'cause it's easy. And now
Wow, was that something else or what? The great Layla McCalla, who's going to be featured on the Faye Dodo stage at Jazz Fest this weekend. We heard a tune called So I'll Go from her brand new album, Sun Without the Heat. Amazing singer, songwriter, cellist, banjo player, guitarist, who is based here in New Orleans. Before that, we heard another locally based artist, but not a New Orleans native, Galia Volt, a blues guitarist and singer who's originally from Belgium. But, you know, once you get that blues urge, you know, the South is where it's at, and she is settled in New Orleans and is making music here now. We heard Every Cloud from last year's album Shout, Sister Shout from Galia Volt. Ruthie Foster before that, a thing called Welcome Home from the album Let It Burn out of 2012, and that featured a bunch of New Orleans cats. George Porter, Dave Easley, James Rivers, who's also playing at Jazz Fest this weekend, Ike Stubblefield, the Blind Boys of Alabama, and the late, great Russell Batiste on the drums. And in back of Ruthie Foster, we heard T.K. Hewlin and Smoke out of 1976 with Alligator Bayou. I'm Jason Isaac. This is the Crescent City Connection on WFMU's Rock and Soul Radio. I am on the scene like a Jazz Fest machine in New Orleans, down here for the festival and having a great old time. And today on the show, in case you didn't figure that out, we're featuring artists who are playing at Jazz Fest this year, staying away from the headliners, focusing in on some great artists we haven't played on the show yet, maybe you haven't heard yet, who are playing at the smaller stages of Jazz Fest. And as you can hear, it's a funky good time. All right, coming up next, here in New Orleans this weekend, but usually playing around in Chicago, and that's where I first encountered this artist, a great blues man named Taranzo Cannon. When he's not playing the blues, he's driving a bus in Chicago. We're going to hear something called Sweet, Sweet, Sweet from Taranzo Cannon right here on the Crescent City Connection.
My big toe, hopped in my shoes. Gave this woman all my loot. Let's go out, baby, and hear some blues. And make it do what it do. And make it do what it do. Oh. What you say? My black cloud got a silver lining. I ain't kidding, I ain't jiving. Her love's so good, I tell her where the slaves are hiding. Oh, Lord! What you talking about? Give me some more, Joe. Give it to me.
What she like, baby just turned 18. Haley won't get real high, cigarette and a glass of wine, blowing smoke on a summer night, lipstick in them fuck me eyes, really good goddamn disguise. She get away with it every time, she get away with it every time.
She says, so what, you want me to? Say that you stay.
was born here in Clarksdale. Live this is my birth. Well, there's magic in the music. Must be something in the dirt. There's a drugstore on the corner where Robert Johnson used to play. Must be something in the dirt. May Mr. Johnson mold that way. Well, I played my first gig at a place called there's something in the dirt, and I'm trying to dig it out.
Crescent City Connection on Rock and Soul Radio from WFMU, and we just heard one of the great young artists of the blues here in America, Christone Kingfish Ingram out of Clarksdale, Mississippi. I mean, so many people have said he is the future of the blues, but he has arrived here in the present and is headlining at Jazz Fest in the Blues Tent next weekend. We heard Something in the Dirt from his album 662, released a couple years ago. Before that, an awesome horn band from here in New Orleans, Naughty Professor. They are rhythm section and three horns, and they are incredibly tight. We heard them with David Shaw doing a thing called Stray out of 2016 from the album Identity by Naughty Professor. And we heard Taranzo Cannon back there, Sweet, 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 off the album John the Conqueror Root from 2013. Great guitarist and singer out of Chicago who is here in New Orleans to play at Jazz Fest. I'm Jason Isaac. This is the Crescent City Connection. I'm so pleased to be with you from New Orleans, 1 week only. I got to do this again sometime. This is such a blast. I got all my friends here. Got great music happening all around. 13 stages at Jazz Fest. Folks, if you've never been, you got to do it. You got to. It's the greatest. It's the best music festival in the world. All right, I'm going to leave you with one more artist playing at Jazz Fest this weekend out of the Lafayette area. Great rock and roll band, Roddy Romero and the Hub City All-Stars. They're going to do a thing called I Hope out of 2016 from the album Gulfstream. And then next week we get back to normal. We go back to playing a solid hour of badass New Orleans R&B from the classic era and whatever else happens to fall out of the big stack of records that I have piled up. I don't know. We'll see what happens. Why don't you come back next week, Saturday morning, 10 a.m., for more of the Crescent City Connection here on Rock and Soul Radio from WFMU.
Sometime, somewhere, we're gonna meet again, I know, but I won't love you anymore. I hope somewhere, somehow, you're gonna need me like I'm needing you right now. I hope. Keep on dancing and let the music play. Tonight's my night that I wanna dance the night away. For tomorrow, you'll be gone. So long, goodbye. I know that I'm gonna cry, but I'll forget you by and by.
Welcome to the new WFMU Rock and Soul radio stream. I've got a lot of great music for you this hour. Enjoy the electric sounds of artificial intelligence.
Music.
Thank you.
is faded and your voice has another tone. I have cried all my tears already. Once again I am all alone. I got something I want to tell you.
Under the bed.
That's right.